As British Columbia endures what feels like a never-ending series of wildfires, uplifting examples of the dedication and humanity of the men and women fighting these fires are beginning to surface. Jeff and Crystal Findlay, owners of the Broken Rail Ranch, said in social media post one of their pigs, Pumbaa, survived despite the devastation of the property off of Bear Creek Road. She was sighted a few days ago on some footage of our burned ranch. The only thing you could see was her in the middle of ash and our destroyed buildings. But she is alive and she seems to be fine for now, the said in a social media post. Neighbor Colin Reese said pilots at Valhalla Helicopters dropped granola bars for the pig and firefighters managed to feed them to the pig. Jeff Findlay says he is relieved to see Pumbaa survived, but he says their other pig Wilbur wasn't so lucky. She was caught in the fire and didn't survive. We couldn't load the pigs and the fire was cresting the hill. We opened all the gates and Pumbaa ran to the bobcat, Wilbur ran to the forest, says Findlay. Seeing Pumbaa alive is honestly such a relief and gives us back hope. She fought her way through this hellfire and we will do everything we can to get back to her to make sure she will stay alive and healthy. Thank you so much to the firefighters looking after her, giving her water and granola bars. You guys are true heroes, Findlay said. Findlay says they managed to save all the horses, 2 bunnies, 1 pig, 4 goats, 2 dogs and 4 cats. A veterinarian checked out Pumbaa and she is as bright as a button, said Findlay. I'm not entirely sure how she did it, but apparently she has some connection with a higher power. The radiating heat and the fireball consumed everything except her and the bobcat. Findlay says the trails around the property were destroyed and they don't believe they will be in a position to open in 2024, but we do see us rebuilding the ranch and hopefully one day we will be back in the saddle. A fundraiser to help the family cope and rebuild has been started. Findlay says the biggest challenge right now is figuring out what to do with their herd. Without a business income, the costs of maintaining a herd like that is impossible. So on the positive, we will be building a new house or raising a barn and hopefully in 2025, we might see some new business here. Thank you all for your concern, your messages, your calls. We're sorry we can't get back to y'all, but you're sure making us feel loved, says Findlay.